Science is only on the outermost fringe of comprehension of the power of thought. Thought can do anything in the world. Thoughts of anger, fear, and hate form the root of all suffering and of wars. Thought can also bring forth beauty and harmony, and brotherhood, and all else that men and women long for. We know that by seeing only good, by creating good, by positive thought, we can help to bring about that which is desirable and good. As you progress on your path, it will be clearly demonstrated to you that what you think you become, the vibrations set up by your thoughts are making an impression on the higher ether. You register something on that higher ether, and thereby attract to yourself corresponding waves or forces, which again, when they return, if you still pursue your path of wise thinking, or unselfish service to others, will create certain conditions in your life. The law, working in the human mind and soul, creates conditions of life and brings to individuals, if they are working in the right way, these things for which they pray and hope. But it is not only a matter of thinking what you want. That is only a small part of the picture. The real truth is that you wish to work with God to create harmony, beauty and healthfulness, holiness and happiness, not only for yourself, but for all humankind. It is this motive of creative love which gives power and life to your thoughts and prayers. We want you to realize that your thoughts are drawn, through magnetic vibration, towards other great thought streams, both positive and negative. All positive thoughts, by this we mean thoughts which are good, uplifting and constructive, go forth from you and by the law of attraction align themselves to great streams of thought which are positive, which are good, which belong to the white light. Thoughts of cruelty are, in their turn, used to swell the great streams of dark or negative thoughts. Oh, how much cruelty there is in life through thoughtlessness! Thoughtlessness can cause much suffering. Thoughtfulness brings love, joy, hope and courage. Your thoughtfulness, whatever form it takes, is a contribution to that great stream of white light upon which humanity depends for its very existence. Every time a destructive thought comes into your mind, therefore, dismiss it at once, because it is with this accumulation of destructive thought that the mental body of humankind as a whole is being fed with ideas which create destructive weapons and evil ways of destroying life. We want to show you this clear picture. On the one side, see the creative power used for good, while on the other side, there is the array of dark, destructive thought which finds entry into the minds of strong intellects to create methods of destruction, as well as stimulating the destructive human passions and emotions. What we in spirit are all working for is to bring about harmony and balance in human life, and you too can discipline yourselves to think and create forms of goodness, beauty and harmony. Those of you who are used to meditation will realize the possibilities of creative thought, God thought, good thought. Perfect thought creates perfect form, and you will create a perfect life in time. Do not habitually think about war or other terrible things. See the creation of good as an outcome, always, 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 and you will be actively helping to bring about those conditions. There are many who will say, but how is this possible when there are disagreeable conditions to contend with on the physical plane? It is possible, but it does need self-control, and control of all kinds of thoughts, disturbing, distracting, and diseased thoughts. You say you cannot help your thoughts rushing in, they come before you realize it. Well, that is true. But you can, in time, control the uprush. It cannot be done instantly. You cannot sit down one morning and say, I will not have any unwanted thoughts today. It is not quite as easy as that. It may take a long time, and even several lives, to gain this poise of spirit, to achieve this domination of the earthly mind by the pure spirit, the divine in you. On the creative power of thought, White Eagle tells us in Stella Polaris, February, March 2007, the stronger the thought, the stronger the mind of the individual, the more power behind each thought sent forth, which can be picked up by others. You do not understand the intricacy of the forces of communication which exist in the ether, either by thought or by words which are sounded in the ether. The vibration goes on traveling through it, and if they are good, constructive words of light you have expressed, they create more light, and the light penetrates the receptive minds of men and women on earth, and also the minds of those recently passed into the world immediately after death. From White Eagle on Divine Mother, the creation of form on the power of healing thoughts comes this: sometimes, you may wonder how you might best help a friend in hospital or one who is approaching death. We would tell you that the power of thought is more effective than the power of speech or the written word. You can help your friend by sending out optimistic, good, constructive thought. Take your friend in thought to the Great Mother and to the Son of the Great Mother. Persist in this. The healing rays you send from a distance, we assure you, are as effective, and more effective in many cases, than the physical ministration of them. Even if what you call the worst happens for you, the worst is for a soul to pass out of its physical body, try always to remember that the soul, far from dying or having need for your grief, sorrow and pity, is being released into a world of infinite beauty, love and joy. It does not die. As the great American poet wrote, "Death is the angel sent who draws the unwilling bolt and sets the captive free." Then when the time comes for the body to be laid aside, there should be no grief. The spirit has not passed from your vision. The spirit is near you. Where there is love, there is no separation. The spirit of the one left behind merges with that of the released spirit. The law of harmony prevails, the law of reunion. The two come together as one. Yes, earth life is a hard school, but you will not find it so hard if you draw aside the curtain and live conscious of the limitless spiritual life. From White Eagle Spiritual Unfoldment 1, Healing from the Spirit. The mind is a most potent instrument, but control of the thoughts is absolutely necessary in the freeing of the soul from bondage. You must be able to control your thoughts, otherwise you can never gain control, mastery, we would call it, on the spiritual plane of life. Chaotic conditions are caused by truly confused thoughts. In the spirit world, when sick bodies are left there, that is, when the physical body is asleep, they are treated most effectively by color, perfume and music. Some leave their earthly bodies by the gateway of death while they are still sick, and need to be healed, when they arrive, in the spirit world. The reason they are sick, in the first place, is that they think they are sick. They have such a firm conviction about this that they cannot throw it off, even at death. Do you see why we work subtly with all of you to bring you to perfect health? Thought can create good health, and can heal, but it can also inflict pain and disease, and it can disrupt and destroy the bodily, mental and soul life. Science has only reached the outermost fringe in comprehending the power of thought. Thoughts of anger, fear and hate form the root of all suffering and of all wars. Thought can also bring forth beauty, harmony, brotherhood, and all else that humanity longs for. We, your spirit guides, ourselves work as far as possible with the creative power of thought. We try to avoid all destructive thought. We make it a rule, when giving advice and help, always to be constructive, to see nothing but good, and we do this even though we may be called foolishly optimistic. We know that by seeing only good, by creating good by positive thought, we can help to bring about that which is desirable and good. We do not see or think in terms of pessimism, sadness or death. All is life, all is unfolding, all is ever progressing, all is good, all is God. Therefore would be healers should endeavor to work only upon constructive lines. Never suggest that a patient is likely to die. Admit no such thing as death. See only creation, and ever-changing, unfolding life. There is no death. Believe that while there is life there is hope. Never anticipate anything but good. It is the work of all true healers to inspire confidence, not doubt or fear. Always help the patient to attune him or herself harmoniously to the perfect law of God, by learning about the law of karma and living their lives in accordance with it. The patient should be helped to develop a clear and holy, or healthy, outlook on life. Right thought is God thought carried, by the mind, through the whole being. This is a tremendous truth, and if you think about it and meditate on what we are saying, you will grasp what we mean. Right thought is God thought. It is balanced, loving, pure, holy and kind, it is tolerant and generous. Right thought is, consists of finding, a general God outlook on life. Spiritual healing is brought about by the power of sincere aspiration. When the thoughts are truly aspiring to the Christ, then the light of Christ, the rays of Christ, are felt in the physical body, and having great power they can reverse the sick order of things. Where darkness is apparent in the physical body, this can be turned into light, and the light takes possession, dominating the body and controlling the physical atoms. This is how miracles are performed, but worldly men and women cannot understand or appreciate this. When we say that thought has the power to do this, we mean of course divine thought, the thought which rises from, the love that comes from, a pure and aspiring heart. The power which comes when the heart is set upon God can reverse negative to positive, darkness to light. The Master Jesus said, "I and my Father are one." Every healer must know the truth of this and the following statement: "The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doth the works." Every healer must know the truth of this statement, and every patient must seek to understand this eternal truth, for as soon as you make contact with the Christ presence, even if it is only for a flash, it is like the sparking or the generating of the power of God within you. With its help, you forget earthly limitations and you soar into the higher realms of conscious life, and there you are recharged with the living God force. Do not be held by the limitations of the earthly mind. Do not doubt this power. Clear your conscious minds of all doubt, and know in your heart the truth of these invisible healing rays and the truth of the invisible life. From memories of reincarnation, White Eagle's work in the present day, on the inner planes thought is like a flash of light, instantaneous. On the outer plane, when a voice calls, the physical hearing responds. Call with your thought and the mind life will answer. Call from within your soul and there will be a soul reply. Project light to another. Light is generated by brothers, sisters in the invisible world who can transmit it through you. If you are selfless, project light to another soul and the soul will receive it. It will respond to the soul light. The healing power of God will illuminate the soul and gradually permeate the physical body and outward life. Use this power to heal the sick, and never for selfish purposes. You may in time be able to heal the body, to cleanse it of the poison accumulated by wrong thoughts, wrong emotions and errors manifold. In any case, you will in time be able to enlighten, help and strengthen the soul. No selfless effort is ever wasted. God's will is that you love all people, that you constantly send out goodwill, light, to all humankind. We, your guides in the world of spirit, are to work, unknown, on the human minds and hearts. The years speed by. Humankind has passed the darkest stages of its journey and is awakening to the light that is Christ, the perfect Son of God, perfected Son of the humankind. As you overcome your desires and passions of your lower animal self, you make room for the great brother that is Christ to manifest in you and your life. This growth is your sacred heritage. Progress in spiritual evolution is your destiny. What you begin today you will continue tomorrow, and in the afterlife you will still work to guide, inspire and bless humankind, in the same way as we are doing now. The Fall, from an Inner Teaching by White Eagle in Stella Polaris August, Sept 2007, without the dark you would not be able to see the stars and realize that there is more to reach for. We look upon our Creator and His plan is omnipotent. No man or being has any power to upset the divine plan. Great cataclysms like the sinking of Atlantis, due to the apparent lack of equilibrium between the forces of good and evil, may be regarded as accidental by some. This is not so. God does not allow His universe to slip out of His hands like that. There could not be anything outside the will of our Father God, any more than there could be anything outside the love of our Mother God. The so-called fall is a cosmic event created for the evolution of the child of God. It is, and must be, it brings about an awakening, a realization of man's power to choose for himself, free will. So, if the soul did not come down into the darkness of matter, it might never become conscious of itself, of its powers, and ultimately conscious of God. This, in simpler words, explains the real purpose of the soul. The divine life or light is breathed forth or sent forth from the heart or the center of light to come down into mortal life, to be clothed in dense matter. Under pressure from this darkness of earth, in time it gradually opens, a seed sown in the soil, to be cracked by the warmth and sunlight so that it can grow. This is what happens to the soul. The pressure of so-called evil working upon the divine life in time forces growth. From an unconscious spark it increases slowly, slowly, almost imperceptibly. Through many ages it grows and becomes ultimately a master of matter, or master of itself. In course of its growth it takes upon itself, it acquires various bodies or vehicles which it uses with intelligence to function on different planes of consciousness, different planes of life. As far as this physical plane is concerned, it learns self-mastery and mastery of the various planes upon which it can function, then at last it is free. It has become God-conscious, and so becomes at one with the Father. Thus we would have you regard the fall of humanity as a process of evolution learns ultimately to master the weaknesses of the flesh and not a violation of the divine plan of progress. There is in man the spiritual or divine urge, and there is also that part called the mind, that seems ever at war with the spirit. Good and evil are like two wheels, which are not yet one, at work, the higher and the higher brought into being through the lower path of suffering, suffering destined to produce finally the perfect picture, the perfect Christ man-woman. Did we not tell you that all people shall be raised up to the sun, shall be one with the radiance of the sun? While still unconscious of itself as an individual, the soul came down to the plane of earth and took upon itself a physical body in order to develop, to become aware again of its consciousness of God within. There are these two aspects in all of you, as we have said many times, the good, the pure spirit that longs all the time for God, and the other side that is enveloped in the fleshly personality, which also is striving for self-expression and that which it still considers and calls freedom, because it does not yet know any better. Until it learns to attune itself harmoniously, or rather submit and surrender itself to the pure spirit of God, which in reality is working with it all along its path of spiritual evolution, until this material nature of a person learns to work harmoniously with that Christ spirit, it is going to suffer in the material life. The real purpose of so-called evil or darkness is to bring forth good. Out of evil cometh good. Out of darkness cometh light. In the beginning there was darkness, also in the beginning God said, let there be light. - And there was light. All the dark and inharmonious conditions of the earth are really for humanity's benefit. We would stress the point that nothing happens outside the plan. So you see that there is a grand purpose, a grand plan which is in the hands of the great architect of the universe. That plan for you as an individual is detailed and beautiful. The forces of good and evil, from the article There Shall Be Light. In Stella Polaris volume 46-5 come the following three items: the beginning of the brother, sisterhood of all love is in you, my brother, my sister. Do not look outside but inside and see for yourself. Look into the mirror of the self. Each soul has to learn to do this, as it can only see itself by looking at its own reflection. Doing so brings compassion, humility and a prayer for purification that takes the soul closer to God. It awakens the desire for loving instead of hurting, criticizing and resenting. Do not think to yourself, this is all too much for me. Simply keep on trying day by day, that is all. Look into the mirror honestly and quietly say, I am God's child and I am seeking to obey the law of God, which is love. Do not attack evil, dissolve it. The whole of creation contains two aspects, the negative side of life and its positive counterpart, that which is good. Being all love, this part absorbs what is called evil into itself and creates good from it. Both the forces of good and evil proceed from the life of God. Many people cannot accept the truth that they are within the power of God. However, God is omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, and humankind lives in the heart of God. Yet, God has two aspects, and when these are understood and rightly viewed, it becomes possible to recognize the wise higher purpose of what is called evil. It is the unevolved and undeveloped aspects of life. It is also the consuming and destructive force, the fire that tries humankind's metal, and absorbs and removes that which has become unwanted. Many people think that by attacking evil, they can help the world rid itself from it. But, we would say that the illumined soul refrains from attack and, by radiating love and light, beauty and truth, dissolves it. Good or white magic is performed with the knowledge and assistance of the angels of light. It is a ritual carried out by a good person who works from the heart center. Because they love, they do not try to impose their own will upon others. They seek nothing for themselves, but work unselfishly for the good of the many. In the new age, many groups who work with the white light will spring up, all over the earth. To work in such a group requires the spirit of selfless service and dedication, and allies the server with the forces of light. If, however, people want to work entirely for themselves, to draw everything to themselves and to impose their will upon others, then they form an alliance with the negative forces. The true brother and sister has no thought of themselves. Their one desire is to give love and light, to bless and raise all God's children to a higher state of consciousness. They give without reservations, from the depths of their being. This selfless giving distinguishes the white from the dark magic. Six-pointed star, you are your own creators. From Stella Polaris, June, July 2010. Visualizing the Christ star, any form that you imagine or think of, you create. You create it out of soul matter. An author in creating his characters builds them up on the etheric plane. He, usually, does not realize he does so, but if his mind is powerful and he thinks earnestly and powerfully of certain characters and builds them up strongly, they come alive, as thought forms if you like, on the astral plane. Many of those characters remain until their creator comes to meet them. Then the created form has to be absorbed again into its creator. If the character is not a very nice one, it has to be absorbed into the heart of its creator, by love. This is the law of life. What is created has to be reabsorbed into the creator. Perhaps you will see now the importance of your everyday life, every one of your thoughts, your actions, your speech. Because all these things are built into form on the higher ether or the etheric plane, you are your own creator. You create the conditions in your home. However difficult your life may be, you will have the power to create beauty in your home, even if it is only in your own room. One in Thought, Stella Polaris, February, March 2011. One in Thought, from an inner teaching by White Eagle, thought creates good, thought can heal, and thought can inflict pain and disease, it can disrupt and destroy. Science is only on the outermost fringe of comprehension of the power of thought. Thought can do anything in this world. It forms the root of all suffering and of wars. Thought can also be the foundation of beauty and harmony and siblinghood and bring all that you long for. Thought is creative, and we work as far as possible on the creative power of thought. We, the White Eagle group of guides, try to avoid all destructive thought. We make it a rule in giving advice and help always to construct, to see nothing but good. We may be called foolish optimists, but we know that by seeing only good, creating good in our positive thought, we will help to bring about the thing which is desirable and good. We do not see or think in terms of pessimism, destruction or death. All is life, all is unfolding, all is ever progressing, all is good, all is God. The majority of people, when dwelling on earth, become so immersed with trivialities that they fail to realize the power in which they live and which has been created for their assistance and development. Especially does this apply to the power of thought. When we draw near to the earth, we see much confusion of thought forces. We see our brethren on earth suffering physical pain, discomfort, and weariness of the body, and we desire to give them healing balm. But this is difficult. There is a way which is open to us. But if people only understood a little more of the power of thought, they could themselves find perfect health, and healing rays could be poured through them to alleviate the sufferings of many. The habit of our thought has to be trained, directed into healthier channels. Earth people imagine their thoughts to be their own. Never, never did they make a greater mistake, for thought goes forth and affects the whole. No one can be good and think good without assisting the growth of good throughout the human family. So also with the reverse, with thoughts unkind, negative and unloving. A great responsibility. Radiate love thoughts, however much you are tempted by the germs of unkindness to radiate criticism. Thoughts create a definite thought wave in the ether. The thought, if about another, travels directly to that individual, and will take form, hovering in their vicinity, and waiting until they are off guard. If the receiver has a mind filled with useful and helpful thought, it is unlikely that the intruding thought will penetrate until the mind is less occupied, when it jumps in. If the recipient knows enough, he or she will immediately turn a negative thought out. That the secret of this white magical power lies within the control and the use of thought. The masters of magic have complete mastery over the power of thought. Own incarnation, the difficulty we all find in training our thought, in controlling our mental body, or bodies. Often only after death does the soul begin to understand, vaguely, that it lives in a world of thought. The masters teach us that if we would tread the path of the mysteries, we must train ourselves to think accurately, to take care of our surroundings, to create harmony, to be precise and particular in our thought. This is the foundation upon which your spiritual life is built. The power of magic is the power the individual can wield in thought. In a small degree, we are learning to use the white magic thus. The development of so-called psychic gifts may be only preliminary to the opening of spiritual gifts, or the power of the Christ innate in each soul. This power will in time hold dominion, and draw all people together in one grand universal siblinghood. When this siblinghood peoples the earth, the vibrations and the physical conditions of the earth will change, and become finer and more etherealized. You yourselves have the power to contribute to this and to work henceforth for the furtherance of all humankind. Most men and women live as in a little prison. They immerse themselves with the task of earning their daily bread, food and clothing, housing and protecting the body. Ignorance and fear keep them imprisoned. But ever more opportunities are to be given to humankind to awaken from their deep sleep in materialism. There is a great pressure or outpouring upon humankind in this age, the new age, that comes through the mental vibrations, through the power of thought stimulating the higher centers of your consciousness, the higher mind. The angelic hosts draw very close to humankind, pouring upon it rays of truth and light. You will notice from now on, in every direction, revival and stimulation of the spiritual faculties in people. No longer will materialism hold sway. Evidence of spiritual forces will be seen in literature, music and science. Train yourselves then to seek to be power stations to receive and transmit the light of the Christ within. In the heaven world there is no separation, and while all retain their individuality, they relate to one another as drops in the ocean. All moves forward as one grand universal siblinghood. This siblinghood is one of the secrets of the white magic. The simplest teaching, and yet the gravest and the most profound, came from the Grand Master of the Lodge of the White Brotherhood, the Universal Christ, who to this day speaks to us through the legend of the life of Jesus, the Christed One, in this day and age, when he said, "Love one another. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and soul and mind, and thy neighbor as thyself." It is impossible to live in splendid isolation. With or against your will, You are affecting the lives of millions by your attitude of thought. From Stella Polaris, February, March 2011. Spontaneity. It is one thing to learn about scientific facts, as you call them, or even to learn about or to read spiritual or occult truth. But until you have built into your soul body the light atoms, the constructive God atoms, and through it have found a deep inner understanding of these things, you cannot serve life as you would like to. It is one thing to know with your mind, and it is another thing to know